In the past decade, the U.S. Labor Department reports Arizona's unemployment rate has dropped by nearly half to a current jobless rate that hovers near 5%. Meanwhile, though, the state's homeless rate grew by nearly 12% last year. In partnership with the Cronkite School of Journalism, Savannah Diggs visits a program that's helping Arizonans with poor dental health and no job turn their lives around.
In the heart of Phoenix, on 13th Street and Madison, Brenda Gomez is getting her teeth fixed.
I was on a motorcycle and somebody T-boned me on the way to work. Everything started loosening up.
Luckily, doctors at this dental clinic are determined to give her and other patients a second chance to smile confidently.
I'm Chris Volchek. I'm the CEO and founder of Brighter Way Institute.
In 2001, Volchek opened up the first clinic at Central Arizona Shelter Services, working with volunteer medical teams, including prior patients, rotating in 1 week at a time.
We have doctors flying in from across the country, work on our homeless, a lot of them are ex-homeless, and a lot of them are veterans.
Gomez is a veteran and recently homeless. Bill McGowan says he was once homeless too, after returning from serving in the Army.
When I went to basic training in 90, they almost didn't let me leave boot camp because my teeth were so messed up.
93% of our veterans get no dental care. So we get to serve them here.
In most cases, Volchek says, veterans coming out of service have the most damage.
We do veneers, we do crowns, and if they're missing teeth, we do implants. Those are $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 cases. The homeless and our veterans especially, they feel like they've won the lottery.
Since the clinic was first established, Volchek says he and his team have worked on more than 100,000 patients in nearly 20 years.
We look for the neediest populations. I spent 6 years on the street working with the homeless, and that really helped me immerse myself before I opened this clinic.
And since then, he's diversified, opening several other offices, including children's pediatric dentistry units on the Valley's west side and in Queen Creek.
Some of our kids haven't seen a doctor or dentist for years. Some kids we have to crown every teeth in their mouth. It's that bad.
He sees it in patients who are homeless and in those who may not be, but are struggling to stay ahead in an overinflated economy. After 14 months struggling, Gomez is slowly getting back on her feet, returning to the clinic for a follow-up visit.
I had 12 teeth and they pulled them out. I just got my dentures actually 2 weeks ago, and I'm still trying to learn how to use them.
With a newfound confidence, McGowan's looking forward with a new look on life.
Before, I see a pretty lady, I talk to her, and she's going to see my grill. But now, all right, I'm there.
He has a full-time civilian job, a home, and...
This is the first time I left, I can say I love me. It's weird, I couldn't say it before.
I don't know where we're going next. It'll present itself and it'll be one of the neediest populations. We'll immerse ourselves and become part of that community.
Thank you, sir.
Savannah Diggs, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Savannah is a student at ASU's Cronkite School of Journalism.